Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here's my review of Flora, the Red Menace. Flora, the Red Menace, based on Lester Atwell's novel, Love is Just Around the Corner, with music by John Kander, lyrics by Fred Ebb, book by David Thompson. It is produced by Theo Ubique Theater Company in association with Michael James at the No Exit Cafe in Chicago. Flora the Red Menace has its moments. Kender and Ebb's first collaboration, Flora the Red Menace, was first produced in 1965, is a musical that made a star out of Liza Minnelli. Theo Ubique's Theater's mounting uses David Thompson's revised book from the 1987 revival that leaves a sad ending that is hardly satisfying. The book hurts the production as it suffers since it can't make up its mind if it's Flora's show, a love story, or a political musical drama pitting communism versus capitalism. Or is it a satire of the 1930s socialist musical shows like The Cradle Will Rock? Still, Flora contains enough clever, bouncy tunes and funny situations to be pleasing to those who enjoy vintage Broadway musicals, which includes me. We meet Flora, played by Elizabeth Lasinski, a recent high school graduate, as she endeavors to find work in Manhattan in the 1930s during the dog days of the Great Depression. She meets up with a group of unemployed artists who share her studio, each struggling to find work. Flora is attracted to the shy, stuttering Harry, played by Jeremy Traeger, who convinces the people-pleasing Flora to join the Communist Party. When she lands a terrific job as a fashion designer at a local department store, the party officials, led by Charlotte, played by Danielle Brothers, who has a crush on Harry, decides to form a picket line there in an attempt to unionize the store. Flora must choose between Harry, communism, and her career. This is all presented with a varied score of clever tunes that indicate the fresh new voice of John Kander and Fred Ebb, who will go on to write shows like Cabaret, Chicago, and Kiss of the Spider Woman. Tunes like All I Need is One Good Break and the clever Sign Here, where Jeremy Traeger's Harry convinces Flora to sign on as a party member, highlight the show. The terrific tap number, Keep It Hot, features nice tap dance work from D. Eric Woolweber. Daniel Brothers steals the show with her zany Charlotte, the zealot communist in the Flame Anthem. She is a hoot in these scenes. Traeger is the real star of the show as he plays the stuttering, shy communist love interest for Flora. Traeger has excellent acting chops and a wide-ranging voice. He delivers several funny bits and sells Flora the party line in the difficult-to-sing Sign Here number. The ensemble work here is outstanding, featuring glowing harmonies, cute humor, and energetic movements that give the show a big feel despite being on the intimate stage at the No Exit Cafe. This production contains lots of energy and enjoyable moments to carry the evening despite the convoluted book. This rarely produced show is worth catching. My rating on this show, recommended. It is Flora the Red Menace. It is playing at the No Exit Cafe, which is at 6970 North Glenwood in Chicago. For more information, call 773-743-3355. That's 773-743-3355. Thank you for listening, and remember, go see a play this week.